Log Talk Radio. It's your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio, the Whatever Wednesday special. Whatever Wednesday special, this is the show where any and everything happens, from whatever music to whatever convo to whatever roast and chat line joke sessions. Listen if you ready to laugh your ass off. That's of course, unless you don't have an ass, then you can't really laugh it off. We're going to start this up with a little bit of smooth music. I'm your host, GQ. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up at twitter.com/AB_radio. Also, hit us up at mocospace.com/THE_TD_show. The show, Angry Bastard, we're normally fully staffed right now. We're in the mix of things, you know. You know, people got jobs, people got lives, I guess. They just don't want to come on EV radio. Sorry about it. If y'all had listened to yesterday's show was fucking horrible, like ridiculous. So, you know, just give us a pass on that one. We apologize for that. And like I said, I'm trying to make things work. We actually have these new times, so we got to just, you know, I got to find the right time to get on. I got to find the information. I got to, you know. So, you know, we're doing our best to try to make things happen so that we can make things happen for you people. Well, right now, we're going to start the show off with some Young Jock. Birds. With Nicki Minaj. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ.
Okay, 36 stones on the face of my watch. Got 36 zones with the bass in the pot. I got a 38 chrome that a blast on spot. Nigga, you don't wanna see me when I'm 38 hot. Yeah, I pay a couple cops just to go and hush them up. And we keep that straight drop. We don't play that touch and bust. Got a 69 Chevelle pimping everything for sale. Wrap them in the turkey bags, even dogs can't smell. When I take my shirt off, all the hoes stop breathing. When I hit the purple, damn, they'll stop breathing. Yeah, I'm in and out of traffic, got the old school weaving. My ice so cold, all the hoes start sneezing. I'm super peanut, Jock on alert. Riding dirty with the work, no insurance on the verge. I got a couple runners, and they don't make beats. I got a full team and all we do is play shit. Yeah. Moon can play, boy, choppers on deck. And we keep a party pack for the poppers on deck. Then I hear my nigga Gucci and my partner OJ. They got some niggas at the four way, moving four ways. Sure.
Okay, Jay. JLC on the line. Yeah. Detroit choppy, and poppy, and stand on top of ya. Helicopter transferring ya to the doctor wall. See, I'm the author of cookie cap in the charge of ya. While I burn a day in my kitchen just like an awesome dog.
case you ever feel jumpy, leave the cops home, no. You know?
One. What's good, everybody? It's your boy GQ holding it down. But you know what? Let me switch this beat up real quick. Let me switch this joint up. Yo.
Yo.
Alright, let me see. Let me. There we go. Let me turn it down a notch. There we go. Yo.
Yo.
There we go. Motherfucking Six Fizz in the building. 45 minutes left. GQ in the building. This is a show where any and everything happens, from whatever music to whatever convo to whatever roast and chat line joke session. Listen in if you're ready to laugh your ass off. That is if you have an ass. Ladies ain't got no ass, then you can laugh your chest off. But if you're flat chested, then you have nothing to laugh off, so you'll just be laughing. It is what it is. Go borrow one of these white girl butts, man. These white girls be getting having these fat asses out of nowhere. Whatever Wednesdays. 44 minutes left in the ABR radio.
Right.
Ball.
White slut.
Huh?
Make them do the dishes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do the dishes and then cook and then do the dishes again, bitch.
Yeah, word. First thing y'all do when y'all wake up in the morning is hit the kitchen, hit them dishes,
mm-hmm.
and hit that stove.
Nah, hit my nuts then, first.
Huh?
They gotta hit my nuts first. Then they hit the dishes.
Oh, of course, of course. Nuts hit first and then dishes.
That goes in
that order. I mean, you met me on some slutty shit, so, you know what I mean, don't try to fall back now, like, you know.
Yeah.
You use...
Full steam ahead, bitch.
Word. You use quick to, you know, swallow me whole, and then now it's like you want some other... Let's just be friends, or not friends, but let's take it slow. I hate those women that always want to take it slow, or you fall in the you're like a brother category. What? But we're not related, all right? We're not related. Don't
right,
put me in that friend zone.
If we were related, I wouldn't be talking to him.
Exactly. This is a straight yeah. X-Files.
Yeah, I hear it. Niggas need to get their fingertip push-up on. You know what I'm saying? All y'all bitch-ass niggas out there doing them push-ups like little girls and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just wait up, man. Get up on your fingertips. You know what I'm saying? Get your arms stained up. You know what I'm saying? My forearms is looking like boulders right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
boulders.
Y'all niggas is little, man. Recognize the difference. You know what I'm saying? And realize the situation is fucking out of control for y'all niggas. That means I'm in control. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make love in this club, but I'm definitely going to fuck your mom. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Y'all niggas put it together. Y'all niggas put it together. Go chew some gum or something, man. Kick rock.
Uh-huh. Go chew some, what's that commercial? Orbit? Chew some Orbit. Pussies.
This is too.
Damn shame. Black Friday coming up. You know what I mean? Why gotta be Black Friday? Because it's cheap day. It's black.
Uh-huh.
Like, why can't it be White Friday? Why can't it just be the Friday of savings? Why can't it be that?
You know what I'm saying? It's
gotta be Black Friday, right?
It gotta be Black Friday. That is vicious, man. I mean, pussy, man. What
does you expect,
man?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting what it is. But, I mean, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do what I always did. Fuck niggas money.
And if you think about it, it's like when it comes to that situation, it's like, it's never a downfall. It's never a downfall. There we go. Perfect background. As you can see, I was stumbling like, damn, I need a background that's hot, but not too loud, but not too low. Perfect. Young Jeezy featuring USDA, White Girl.
White Girl.
Yeah, Yeah, I could use a white girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With good credit.
Great.
Around these holidays, I can get anything I want.
And a deep throat.
Oh, yeah. That's without a doubt.
But more importantly, good credit. Great credit.
Great credit.
Because, you know, daddy.
Excellent, great, good credit.
Yeah, daddy's trying to get that house in that 2010 four-wheel somebody of it. So, let's get
mm-hmm.
the credit.
Yeah, get your credit.
Whoever, red, girl,
mm-hmm.
Puerto Rican, don't matter. Yo, if your credit ain't right, don't even step to me. I don't care how good the pussy is or your head game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck how good you cook. If your money ain't right and your credit ain't right, don't even walk on my block.
Shit, don't even walk on my block. Don't even rock past my block. Matter of fact, don't even think about should I turn down this block. Keep going straight, bitch. Ridiculous. I had some beans and rice with some salmon cakes today. Hit the
okay.
spot. Yo, dog, I made some, instead of Rice Krispie treats, I made Trix treats. Off
okay.
the chain.
With the marshmallows?
Yes, sir.
With the pork mellows? I'm
yeah,
out.
Pork mellows, you know. They. I mean, it said it was kosher, but you're, you know, they just write kosher on anything
except,
nowadays.
If it's kosher, then it's all good.
Alright. Marshmallows
good?
And marshmallows.
I don't know. Some of that shit be too much sugar for me.
Yeah, what I made is OD sugar. That's like a light-up meal. You know, you light up, and if you don't care about your health, you eat a bunch of sugar products, and that's perfect for you. Some Trix treats. I had Lala's fat ass trying to come on here, but her man be chin checking her.
Lala fat?
Yeah. Let's see if we can get her on,
We should get, L.E. on here too, so I could put pressure on her, like, yo, E, why you ain't let me beat this bitch?
Hello?
Yes, sir. May I please speak to the fat one of the household?
I don't know who you're talking about. Sorry, you gotta try again.
I try again?
Yeah.
You sound like you're eating a ham sandwich right now.
Oh, you sound like you wanna get cursed the fuck out talking shit.
You're live on AB Radio.
Oh, shit. What's up, everybody?
You got 6'4". In the cut.
Mhm.
Like a Band-Aid.
Who else?
I sent you the number. Why you ain't call up?
Yo.
Yeah.
You said not. Oh yeah. Wait. So I'm gonna let Tosh get on, and then I'm gonna call from another line. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yo.
Right here.
Yo.
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 Oh, I thought I heard the.
Hi.
Yeah, who's calling somebody?
You have
I don't
reached
know.
BTS voicemail.
Whoa.
Somebody
got
a message. Whoa.
Leave a voice message. Press
whoa. Whoa.
Numeric page.
Why are you saying whoa?
Whose number are you calling?
Who?
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Yo, six.
I'm not calling
you may
that
hang
number.
Up or press pound for more options.
I don't know. Somebody called somebody, and they didn't even, like, bother trying to click it off, so the number got out there on the radio.
Whose number was that?
Your mom.
Shit.
My mother.
Of course.
And the reason why she ain't answered is because her mouth is busy right now.
Yeah, her mouth is full, so she couldn't talk anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God, you guys are so whack.
Wait, who this? Who is this? Lala?
Nah.
Ah, oh, damn. what's your radio name, Ma?
My radio name is Violet. This is Violet.
Violet? Mm-hmm. Violet calling from Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I can't even hear nothing. Damn, it's not low and shit.
Who are you talking to? Six?
Who, me?
No, I was talking to 6-4. So I got a couple questions for you. Because this is, right now you're on the live on Angry Bastard Radio, and it's the Whatever Wednesday. So normally our shows really jump off when we talk about sex. Are you comfortable with that?
Damn, that's the only thing y'all talk about? Damn.
I mean, we talk about everything.
Guys, like, damn.
Damn. As strong as...
sex, because that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look. Yeah, no doubt. All right, true. Do you believe in fellatio?
In what?
You believe in fellatio?
What the fuck is that?
Wow.
Can you talk English, like, for real?
Okay.
I don't even know what that
okay,
meant.
Better terms. Do you suck dick?
Word.
Then why didn't you just say that, like...
What you mean? You're supposed to know that.
Yeah, you're supposed to know that, really.
How am I supposed to know that? Please tell me.
You're avoiding a question, tell you the truth.
You are avoiding
a
question.
You know what? I do it when I feel like doing it. I don't just do it. So,
are you one of those types of women that a guy has to be like, yo, what's up? Violet, why don't you, you know, get your lips wet tonight? Or you just, boom, you just start doing it?
Wow.
Now, she gets her joint wet, but you got to get her wet, though.
Exactly. Why am I doing you and you're not doing me now?
It's not. Hold on.
Whoa.
I shut it down. Hold on,
though.
Anyway. Anybody talking about eating puss or cunnilingus? I'm talking about fellatio with the giving head. You give the head.
First of all, giving head is giving head. Doesn't matter if it's pussy or dick. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, you don't have a head. You don't have a head.
No one.
We're going to say the head of your clit.
First of all, like I said, you're not getting none if I'm not getting none. So that's what it is. Like,
I mean, I'm giving you dick. I'm going to pound you out. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want. All of that. So I'm saying... however much you suck is however much you're getting.
Wow.
If you want me to fuck you my whole dick, you gotta sleep on my shit. Fuck that.
That's what it is. So, if you think you're getting some and I'm not getting some, then you're not getting none. You can fuck or whatever, but that's all it is. Like, you're not getting none if I'm not getting none. Like,
yeah, whatever. No. Whatever. First of all, as soon
whatever
as you get that shit. When you see my shit, you're going to want to do that. So it's like, it's not like I'm going to have to ask.
Whatever.
It's not whatever. That's real tough.
Listen, I don't know what girls that you be messing with, but that's not happening. Like,
I mess with women, bro.
You see it and be like, and...
Women that know good dick to take it. They don't complain. Not little girls. You sound like a little girl. Come on, shut your mouth and open your throat. That's all it's about.
Wow, you're really going hard about that, right?
Not really.
He said you're really going hard.
He's really going hard. Like, what, you don't get none or whatever? Like, calm down. It's not that serious.
It's not about what I get, though.
Like, you're doing too much.
Am I really?
That's
you
what
sure
it is.
About that?
Either you do that or you don't get none at all. Like, sorry.
I hear you.
You heard me. I said, it's either you do that or you don't get none at all. Sorry.
I mean,
that's all you virgin, that dog.
It's always another girl that's gonna suck dick. It's always another nigga that's gonna eat pussy. So.
Might I add, there's a lot of lanes out there that would just do that, and that's it.
That's true.
That's
disgusting.
Like,
first of all, You saying that's disgusting, nigga? That's disgusting. Who wanna put that in their mouth?
Wait, no. You misunderstand me. Because see, shorty, I love doing that. But what I'm saying is, it's disgusting for a brother, for a guy, to just do that and back off. Like, oh, it's cool. I just wanted to do that for you. That's it. Because then y'all fall in the category of thinking that you can get a guy just to do that, and that's it.
Wow. It is some guys that like to do that. They just be so thirsty. They want to do that just to at least just look at it like thirsty, like, get out of here.
Thirsty. So have you ever had any experiences like that?
What?
Have you ever had
experiences like that? Of course, like, come on, I'm not ugly. Of course, it's gonna be a nigga that'd be like, I don't even wanna fuck. I just wanna eat your pussy. And then I'd be like, nah, you good.
Oh wow.
Not the kid.
Shit, let a girl walk up to me and say that to me. Yeah, I ain't turning it down. I ain't even gonna think twice.
That's just thirsty. Like, you don't even know me. You wanna do it? Like, get out of here. Like. Nobody
even
knows
if
what you got.
Like, ew. 6'4 has a good point, even if he did know you.
Listen, that's what it is, so it's either that or nothing. So take
true. You know what I mean? Now.
It could open be that, you know what I'm saying? But it could be that with me not leaving my house, you know what I'm saying? So we here, so what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What am I talking about?
I didn't even hear what you said.
You know what? If you don't understand what I'm saying, all that means is that you're not the type of chick that would be in my bed. And that's all right. That's all right.
Listen, I don't know why y'all always think, like, we want to just suck. Like, what is y'all problem? Like,
nobody said that. And you haven't been listening.
Because I didn't hear you. That's what I just said. Like, you must not be listening. I said, what did you say?
I'm talking about what I said before, Ma. I said that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we want you to give us head, but we got to get you wet. You know what I'm saying? We got to make you want to do it. Not make you, because we can't make you want to do anything. Well, all I could do is just get you to the point where, yo, I want to do this for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, I'm going to do this for you. And it works for both of us. It works out for both of us. Everybody wins. That's all I'm saying.
Hello?
Yep.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, who's that?
Who are you?
This is the one and only fucking Lala. Who is that?
What up, Lahead? This is 6'4". You already know.
Now, I know Lala. I know Lala gets a problem.
Of course she does.
But who told
Lala,
you that, Lala?
Let me put something in your face real quick.
Who told you that, Lala?
Come on, Ma.
So, Lala.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Amy Razor Radio, whatever Wednesday. And, of course, you know how our show always tends to pop off when we talk about sex. Now, we just asked your compadre, and she seemed like she was a little nervous, but she answered it with some cockiness. And that was pretty smooth. I applaud her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
6'4 was going in, and she was answering, so I applaud her for, you know, trying to keep up. We got you in the building now.
Yeah.
What's your view on what happened, Six?
She couldn't handle the pressure, so she tapped out.
She tapped out? I didn't even know. I went in the living room real quick.
That's why I jumped on, so what's up?
Okay, so what's your view on fellatio?
Your legs are up. You already know. But go ahead, though. This is 6'4". How do you feel about
it's amazing how she's so deep into the game, but she does not know what fellatio is.
Wow, I did not even know what that was.
You didn't know what it was either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
How can you not know what it is and do it so well?
First of all, you don't know what I do well, because neither one of you niggas ever has this shit. You might want to ask somebody that had it. But anyways, what's my view on it? Hey, if you do me,
jerk them up right now.
Huh?
Nothing.
Like I said, my opinion on it is, you do me, I do you. That's it.
Now, that's kind of selfish, don't you think?
How is that selfish? It's kind of selfish when you think you're going to get...
Because what if when you're on your monthly?
Mm-hmm.
Then what? I'm supposed to wait a week?
No, you're supposed to take that motherfucker you got in the middle and beat that bitch up. That's what you do with your hands. Hold on. Right now, I'm going to get into that on my daughter. Like, I don't want to be talking ass.
How's the baby?
Yes.
But... even though she doesn't really understand, but I just don't want that type of pollution in her mind. I'm going to let her shut these niggas down when it's her time.
Just want to ask you, how's your baby doing?
Oh, she's good. She's chilling right now. I'm holding her. I'm talking, but you know what? Like I said, if you do me, hey, you might get some. But if not, then we can't do nothing about it.
What are you talking about? Like, why are you trying to act like, you know what I'm saying, a nigga can't make you want to suck his dick?
I mean, there's been times where I have, but that was by choice, but that's very...
It's always by choice,
that, that's very rare that that happens, though.
I mean, not it happens, though. And it's not that that's bad or good. It is
no,
what it is.
I'm going to say it has happened, but not on a regular basis. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you got your guy or whatever, hey, you can do what you do. Like, that's the whole part of pleasing each other, but... just to go, hey, how you doing? Suck your dick? No. Mm-mm. Ain't happening. Nah. But I mean, you could tell, you can give me head all day. I won't stop it.
Of course you won't stop.
You can give me head all day.
I'm gonna put your shit all the way in that motherfucker. You can't see no more.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna do the same thing to you.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I don't think that. Yo, where the fuck is Steve at? Why isn't he on the radio show?
Who?
Steve.
The hell is Steve?
Isn't that your brother's alias?
Oh, L-E.
Oh, yeah, L-E. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
He around.
Well, I have a question. What's the nastiest thing you've ever done in bed? By accident or anything? Is anything nasty?
The nastiest thing I ever did was sleep with your brother.
I don't believe I have any brothers. I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe you do. But anyways, I'm not even going to go into explaining it like I did.
Alright, so his brother fucked you, now what?
Excuse me?
His brother fucked you, now what?
Basically, that nigga's money got short. I can't really fuck with him no more, right?
Like,
that was
it.
Because his money got short.
Sounds like prostitution.
Not really. I don't look at it that way. But if you do, then hey, I'll still get paid for it.
I don't look at it anyway. Okay. I don't look at it anyway. I mean, you already got the money and spent it. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like we took him on something.
I was just looking at that as being generous. Like, they were gifts.
Generous.
They were gifts. They were gifts for gifts. That's how I look at it. Gifts for gifts.
Well, you know.
Gifts for gifts.
It's the oldest, what do they say? It's the oldest known job to man.
Nah, that wasn't even a job. That was just, like I said, that was gifts for gifts. Like, I gave him a gift, he gave me a gift.
Same, but the question is, if I don't even want to know how much money it was, but was it worth that much money?
Oh, yeah, it was. Just put it
full
like
service,
this. Every time I got something from him, it was 3 digits. So, I mean, I think it was pretty good to me. And I'm not talking about 100 either. Like I said, I'm trying not to exploit Nick anymore because I changed my ways, but, you know, I'll answer your question.
Yeah, but 64 asked, was it full service?
was, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Definitely wasn't.
So, how much is full service?
Well, I don't think he had that much money to get this full service.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, what does the full service consist of? Like, is it, like, worth the money?
The full service consists of me going down, going up, on top, letting him get it from the back. That's basically it.
So, no, it's full service is regular shit that you do on a regular basis. Why the fuck would I pay for that shit?
First of all, you don't have the funds to pay for that because you can hardly pay your phone bill every month. So I know you want to pay for that. All right? So take it easy. You sit there and you keep this little radio show going, and one day you might get discovered and get paid for it. But don't know how much money I get for the things I do. That's none of your business.
Uh-huh.
See how much your fucking check is every Friday? No,
uh-huh.
I don't. Mind your business. Keep them cats. No, she's on the radio show. I forgot.
A lot going in, man.
Lala is keeping it real light, actually. Let's get it fucking... Yo! No, forget it. I can't even say that right now. But anyways, Tasha, yeah, he told me he's gonna do some good fellatio. Yo, I really didn't know what that meant. I can't believe that.
That's a damn shame. Yo, you ever fart in bed?
Nah. Never. Ew, what the fuck?
You never queefed or anything like that?
I don't know about that one.
You even know what a queef is?
Yeah, I do. That's when your pussy farts, nigga. I ain't that
damaged,
fucking.
Hey, man. I started wondering about you. You didn't know what fellatio was.
Why don't all three of you take turns giving me fellatio?
What happened?
I said, why don't all three of you take turns giving me fellatio?
Because I like my body parts too much for that. And I'm afraid that I might wake up and my lips be laying next to me, next to my pillow.
Wait. Let me give you the caution. Let me put my daughter down, and I'm going to get on here and start really acting up. Give me a second.
Really acting up? Yeah, Six. I don't think she wants that, Six. I don't think she wants that.
Nah, she doesn't. I'm going to go in on her, son. I don't give a fuck.
Boy, I'm about to put this in the story.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you hear, you hear tales.
Yeah, I do.
Lala Sonic and Violet is tales.
Silly bitch.
Check this for kids.
Yeah.
What's the number to this radio show?
914.
914.
338.
338-1782.
You might want to help her because her fat fingers is going to be pushing three numbers at a time.
Sir,
you might want to
help
me
because your fingers going to be pushing three buttons at the same time.
Got pizza stains all over her numbers and shit. Number. Button number six got chicken wing stains on it. And button number two got cookie dough stains on it.
Got tomato sauce and peanut
butter. Caller, you're on the air.
I heard you, fucking piece of shit. What did you say? I have what on number two?
I said number two, you got cookie dough stains, and number eight, you got chicken wing stains. What's going on?
You got cat shit on your shirt. You got fucking. Hold on, let me talk to you.
I got cat shit on my shirt.
Yo, just think about like fucking 20 cats. Like, ew, lonely bastard. That's the only pussy you got. For real.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't, no. If he ever came in this house, we'd have to hide Rocky. He might try to fucking take him from us. For real. I'd have to really hide my cat.
Come on.
Yo, who's on the radio?
Wait.
We got 6-4 in the building.
I'm on the radio.
I thought you were going to go in. what happened?
That nigga got scared. He pussy.
Scared of what? The only pussy here is you, ma.
Yeah, you got that right, baby.
I know that.
Wow.
I know that's right.
I know I want that old trash juice pussy you got.
She got that hot
summer trash juice pussy with maggots in the trash can.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, you need to stop it. You really do.
Wow.
Tell me maggots,
nigga. No, I'm not mad. He's not even cutting jokes. You said don't be mad because niggas is cutting jokes. He's not saying nothing. Let him really say something to me. I'm going to have this fucking radio show shut down. Oh, and I have a request. Please change that whack-ass background music you got. That shit is bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
That nigga has some red man and method man. Like, step your game on. You want me to play music in my house? I'll help you out.
No, I don't do that. You just get yourself banged on, pussy.
Banged on.
What about this? I know you whores.
I told you them Jersey niggas be so late with it. Like, he's playing your jerk. Are you serious?
First of all, I'm playing it. I'm playing the background music, you piece of shit.
I don't fucking like
that song. You know what I mean? I would never play that song on air. Actually, the only one I will play is the D Block version. The D Block version. That's the only joint I'll play on.
Oh, you're so on your dick. These niggas love D Block. For real. You're still on these niggas' dicks. They ain't even making no money no more. Like, damn.
You stupid.
Nah, I'm not.
It's all good.
Yo, who was that just said you stupid? That didn't even sound like you. You actually sound
stupid.
Good for a minute.
Wow.
No, she's too stupid.
Nah.
Actually, you got it twisted, shorty.
Yo, why is your dirty ass friend co-signing every?
What?
Scrub your dirty ass feet. You've been walking around Harlem with barefooted all day, all night. You walking barefooted to the liquor store.
Cause, bro, they are.
She was pulling Violet by her fucking bangs.
Yeah.
What did you say? You know what? That shit wasn't even funny. Like, shut up.
You even hear it. What are you talking about? You even hear it. What did you say? Yo, that wasn't even funny, B.
Nah, that shit wasn't. Yo, we should get your mom on. Yo, I'm going to call your mother's cell phone. Okay, wait, hold on.
Hey, this is up. 914-338-1782. Saying shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Right now you live on with GQ64, Lala, and the lovely Violet.
Yeah, and this other nigga in the background that nobody know about.
And nobody knows.
Yo, Violet, why she dragging you around by the scruff of your neck?
Oh my God, my phone's going dead,
yo. The phone going dead?
Oh, go get that.
Yeah.
You better run and get that charger. The phone's the size of a Timberland boot.
Oh, what? Yo, I want to get my pussy like Timberland.
No,
oh, man.
You're in the wrong place for that.
You definitely are.
Wow, I better get this charger for my freaking phone.
I got a man. I'm going to always get head on the regular. It ain't nothing.
Yo, your pussy smell like burnt toast.
What's up, your fucking dick? Nah, you just stink like fish. I never met a nigga with shit. Yo, this nigga was sleeping in his car, Violet. Word. This nigga stinks.
Wow. How you sleeping in
your car? I'm saying I was sleeping in the car because my older brother was trying to get it in with this big beach well.
Oh, yeah. He had about three of them motherfuckers in the trunk.
You had
the
cats in the car and shit?
Yeah, I do.
Wherever he goes, they go.
Along.
Wherever daddy goes, they go.
Yo, Lala be eating hero sandwiches like Snicker candy bars.
What?
Two bites and it's a wrap.
Wow, that's crazy.
Be eating footlongs like king-size Snicker bars. What's going on?
Yo, how do you get this cool hero hoagies? Like, what the fuck?
No, that shit sounds mad stupid. I'm like a
hoagie. What the fuck?
Hey, can I get a hoagie, please? They're gonna be you gotta come back after 12 around the back. What kind of shit is that?
Had to get a hoagie.
They be like, no, mommy, you at the wrong store for that. You gotta go buy them Chinese motherfuckers.
Wow.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes left, man. Y'all ready to chat it up?
Ew, that's only 10 minutes left to the show?
You
are never gonna get discovered. This shit is bullshit. Yo, I wanna shout out to all the fake ass niggas out there, all the broke ass niggas out there. Get your money up, you know what I'm saying? Step it up.
Yeah, why don't you get your money up?
Hey, yo, Ilkeez, if you listening, holla at me, baby. Still love thee, okay?
So you know what? I want to get, like, a fire hose, right? I want to call 911, get the fire crew out there, and just tell them, I'll pay them to let me control the hose. And I want to, like, tie you up on a park bench. I want to tie you up on a park bench and give you all face shots from the hose to the face.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Why you gotta be like that? That's wrong, like.
Nah, that's right. If it ain't white, it ain't right.
Wow, that's crazy, like.
Yeah, she definitely dipset. She definitely dipset after that comment.
Who?
That's what we, huh?
Who?
You, nigga.
You.
No, I can't even hear you right now. You all the way.
Oh, wait a minute.
Shut up.
Oh, for God, you was on my three-way. Okay.
Yeah. Come over here
talking shit. I thought your phone was dying.
It was dying. I just got the charger, remember? I was going to get the charger.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the lamest game someone's ever put on you trying to pick you up in the street?
The lamest game? It's like, oh, can we be friends? Like, no. Like, who want to be friends? Like, stupid shit. Like, I'm like, ew. Or be like, oh, you know I look better than your boyfriend. Like, how you know what my boyfriend looks like? You don't even know him. Like,
And how are you judging men? Like, come on, what's going on here?
Like, how do you know you look better than him? Like,
I look better than your boyfriend. Wow, you're judging a man? That's kind of gay.
Well, that's what guys say. I'm like, how do you even know what he looks like?
All right, so what if someone came up to you real, like, first of all, once you saw him, you was like, damn, he's cute, right? And as soon as that cute guy walks up to you, he goes, yo, I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm not going to throw no bullshit lines in your air. You look real good, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah, then he could get some, you know?
Oh, wow.
He could get some, but I don't know. If he's crazy, I got to think about that for a minute. I don't want him to be no stalker or some shit.
Okay. Also, you hear it, fellas. Just keep it real. 9 times out of 10 probably won't work. But if you walk up on Violet and she thinks you're hot, you might get it that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you trying to play me?
Nah, that's what you just said.
No.
You said it yourself.
No. Trying to make it seem like I'm easy. No.
Yo. You just said it yourself. You said that if the guy was cute.
Maybe he could get some. Maybe. I said, I got to think about that, like.
Okay, my bad. Correction, fellas. Maybe. She has to think about it.
What mood I'm in.
All right, here we go with the moolah. Here we go with the pay for play. Come on now. It's both of us going at it at that present time. It's not just me going in. We both going in. So it should be a 50-50 deal. I'm not paying for shit.
What are you talking about? I said, if I feel horny, then yeah. If I'm not horny, it depends on how I feel.
Oh, I thought you said.
I'm talking about, like, I
thought you said if he's paying.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I was confused for a minute. I didn't know what you was talking about. I'm like, what? But yeah, it depends on how I feel. Just like, if I'm horny, then yeah. If I'm not horny, then no.
What?
I'll have to think about that. That'd be a couple of days later, like.
What?
What'd you say, 6-4?
Right.
Hello, I can't even hear him.
Mm.
With his Beyonce in the background.
Mm.
Wow.
But your legs are still spread over my neck.
What? What he said?
Yeah, though, you're talking mad low. You got.
I didn't even hear what he said. Like, he
there
didn't
you
turn
go.
His phone up.
Mm.
Like, but yeah, like, so that's what it is. And nobody has nothing to talk about. It's like the wax radio show right now.
I mean, I was just waiting for you to finish, and I was going to start continuing.
I've been finished already. I've been finished. I said it depends on how I feel.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. So, where's the weirdest place you've ever done it at?
Where's the weirdest place you ever done it
at? Actually, on the back of a police car. At a Puerto Rican parade.
Ew.
In Atlantic City. And I was so nervous. I'm like, yo, if I get I don't even think I got mine.
You were scared, you didn't even get a nut?
Hell no. I was nervous as hell. I'm like, yo, if I get caught, I'm doing life in jail, man.
Why you say that?
Guys, that's like a, I mean, that's like a federal fine or something like that.
Hmm. Wow, that's crazy. Was it moving?
Huh?
Was it moving?
Hell no, it wasn't moving.
I thought it was moving or something. I was also like, yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, that would be impossible. Like, how would you do that on a moving police vehicle? That would be impossible.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really funny, like.
Yeah, it is. Are you into toes?
Hmm?
Wow, are you into, like, toes or being, like, slapped in the face with a tennis racket? You know, shit like that?
No.
Yeah, motherfuckers is into all types of kinky shit. My cousin, he's actually into women getting electrocuted.
Getting electrocuted?
Yeah.
Like, what about if a girl, she wanted, like, to stick her finger in your butt, like...
No! 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 That's not going down, my friend.
Like, what about she wanted to, like, you know, suck your dick and stick her finger in your butt at the same time, like...
I mean, she could do the first part, the second part, I'm gonna end up punching her in the face. Like, nah.
Lala said you already got that done.
Who?
Lala.
She got me mixed up with the wrong brother. The dude she was messing with got that done. And she was the one that did it to that nigga.
Wow, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, so you might not want to give her a handshake ever. If she's real loose with her fingers. Walking around smelling like butt sex.
I don't know, because, my guy, he's a guy, I was letting him get it from the back or whatever, and he stuck his finger in my butt.
Oh, well, you know what? I can do that to you, but you're not going to put your finger in my ass. I'm good. That's not going down. I mean, maybe I got taught from experience from, like, you know, older, like 6'4". Would you let a female go that way?
Yep.
I don't know. What's the difference? Like, you don't have to tell nobody. What you gonna tell everybody? Like, come on, like, this is you and her. Like, what y'all do is what y'all do. Like,
more or less.
See, I gotta put it on silence for that one. See, you're right. It's only between y'all two, but it's such thing as called breaking up, and me, just me, whether we break up or not, and you tell on me or not, I just will feel a little tad bit feminine.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, I let you put your finger in my asshole. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. Like, you know... I don't even want your tongue in my ass, like none of that. And if you're licking my taint, that's real nervous because the left line, which is 2 centimeters away from your asshole. So I'm a little nervous on that one. So
you wouldn't let your girl lick your asshole?
Hell no. No, just. Hey, hold on. Let me close out real quick. Make sure that hit us up tomorrow night. We're going to continue to whatever, to the whatever Thursdays. We're going to be live for a 2-hour special. No, don't hang up yet. We're going to be a 2-hour special from probably 8 to 10. So we'll do like an 8 to 10 special, and we're going to get popping with Lala and Violet. And we're going to get it, you know, jumping. So make sure that hit us up tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Angry Bass Radio, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Right now, we've got to continue this conversation because it seems like it's just spicing up. We're going to be on here for like an extra 5 or 10 minutes. Now, back to what you were saying. It's just the fact that, okay, you let a finger point.
Let's just say that, okay, your girlfriend wanted to look like, she wanted to, like, blindfold you and like tie you up and like pour some hot candle wax on your dick. Like, would you let her?
Hell yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You wouldn't be scared that shit might burn your skin off. How are you gonna get that wax off when it starts, you know, drying?
She gonna suck it off.
Exactly.
You gonna suck some damn candle wax? But, yeah, right.
Right.
You gonna be kicking that shit off. This shit gonna be mad bubbly into that hot candle wax. You better stop playing.
No. You don't have
that nigga said.
You don't get burnt. You have to drop that shit for mad high and it doesn't burn you.
Yeah. They won't burn you. They just be like a sting. Because I had a chick actually pour candle wax on my chest. And that turned me on. Like, I was like, ooh, that means you wanted to go in. I'm like, yo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go in?
Huh?
Did you go in?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just frightened to say that because you on the radio, you know?
Nah, that's real good. I went in. And then shortly after, her baby dad knocked on the door.
She just jumped out the window.
Well, I couldn't do that. What I did was, he knocked on the door. So she's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about him. I'm like, well, I'm saying, is he going to go away? She's like, oh, probably not. He might, you know, he's a little crazy. I'm like, oh, you want to tell me this now? What's going on?
Oh, you were shook?
Oh, yeah, I was shook. And she's like, don't worry about it. I mean, I don't think he's going to have his gun on him. I'm like, come on. I'm in a bad situation here, man.
Wow. As soon as he left and you got out of there, you ran, right?
No, wait. You gotta hear the story, though. So, me, like a little stupid ass, he leaves, finally, and I peek out the window just a little bit. Apparently, he saw somebody looking out the window. He turns around. So, as he's turning around, he's calling the house. She picks up. She's arguing with him. That's when I get clothed up, run out the front door, and go to my car. She said the nigga came back with a gun, talking about, I know you got somebody in here. Where is he at? I'm like, yo, dog.
Wow,
he's
getting ready to kill your ass.
Man,
yeah, that nigga's about to body me, man.
You pussy, nigga.
Ooh, how you gonna let this nigga in the background say you mad pussy?
I mean, it is because I was, but I mean, I'm alive, though. So.
You are fucking dumb shit.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
wow. See, like, it's so crazy, like, the things niggas would do for pussy, like, wow.
Oh, that shit is crazy, man. Like, there's a lot of niggas dead because of that, because of pussy.
I'm good, though.
Damn.
I'm still here. I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, there's no power in pussy to me, except to give birth. Like, that's all it's for. That's what
first
for.
Of all, if it is no power in pussy, then you would be a freaking pope or somebody that's not having sex and none of that. You,
why do I got to be a pope?
Because
like
they don't
sex,
have sex,
like
so
sex,
they don't,
like sex,
pussy is not
like
a power
sex,
to them.
Don't,
they don't have sex
like,
at all, though.
I like, so why do I got to be that?
I like
okay,
sex, but
I don't
put value
on it. And you
it.
Want some pussy. So the pussy does have power because you get horny and you want some pussy. So there you go.
I mean, what
they don't want pussy because they don't have sex. They don't fuck.
Well, that's them. That's not me.
Exactly. So pussy does have power over you. What are you talking about?
It doesn't have
power. That's what I'm saying.
I like ice cream.
All you gotta do is just say, yeah, you're right. Just a minute. Just a minute.
But you're wrong.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Like, just a minute.
Maya, silly. You're acting silly. I understand now.
Ever, like, you just don't want to admit it. Like,
admit
you don't
what?
Have to be scared. Like,
admit what?
Come on, like,
that's got nothing to do with it.
Like, pussy has
maybe,
power over you.
Maybe,
like,
maybe
you ain't fucking no nigga in his asshole. Like, so you need pussy.
I mean, of course I'm going to eat pussy. I'm not going to do anything else. What are you talking about?
I didn't even say nothing about eating pussy. I just said you need pussy.
I don't need pussy. I just had pussy.
Okay, so just...
There's no power in it.
Become a gay nigga and have some ass then.
I mean...
Because you don't need pussy.
You're not making any sense. I don't need it. I have kids. What do I need pussy for?
You know what?
I need pussy.
But that's not even the point, though. The point is, like, it's not over me. There's no power over me. Like,
I understand what you're saying. What he's saying is that
it's good for what it's good for. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's power in it when you're with child. Other than that, it's just pussy. Just like this is just dick.
I will admit that y'all women, you know, the pussy is power, but you got to be a strong dude to not let it control you, because there's a lot of dudes out here that are pussy whipped and they let the pussy power control them. Me, I won't let pussy control me. Like, your pussy would be cold, but if you start hitting me off with the my nails need to be done and damn, I'm behind my bills, I'm like, damn, well, you need to go get another job then, because I ain't giving you shit. Fuck out of here. You got some good poo-poo, but you ain't getting no money from me. It's not going down like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand that. A lot of girls got you. It's alright.
Pussy come a dime
a dozen. You don't have to lie. A lot of females got you.
Who's she talking to? She's talking to 6'4 GQ.
I don't know who she's talking to. She ain't talking to me.
Listen, you know who I'm talking to, like.
See?
Yeah, she's talking to you.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, alright?
Are you talking to GQ?
Don't make me get Lala on the phone, like.
Come on.
You know what? I'm a grown man. I'll actually admit it. When I first started getting in the gang of women and sex and all that, I was succotash. But sometimes you got to go through that. Sometimes you got to go through those situations to wisen up. That's why I'm such a smooth-ass nigga now that I can get it and not give you shit. And you be good with it. Before, women will be able to be like, oh, well, if you was a man, you would do this. And I'll be like, okay, and I'll go do it. You know what I mean? So I used to be a lame sucker pussy whip ass nigga back then. But I had to go through it so that now I'm 29, and I'll be like, look, I want to smash, but I'm not buying you shit. So if that's what you want, I can move on to the next chick. I'm good.
Who might be your sister.
Exactly.
Well,
and it's all good. It's just pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it real. Just pussy. It comes a dime a dozen. Like, damn.
Like, I graduated from tipping strippers to tipping strippers with invisible string wrapped around a dollar. So when they walk away, I'll pull it out. And I still got money in my pocket.
Wow. That's funny.
I went from tipping strippers to.
Wow.
Not even going to the strip club.
Yeah, I'm going to the strip club.
Just getting head in my whip and kicking the bitch out of my whip. Like, get out. Before they go in. Mm. Before they go into work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all
before
good.
They go into work.
Yeah, before they go into work the pole.
What, like, I don't I don't know why females want to be strippers. Like, what's the point?
Yo, put Lala on the phone.
Huh?
Put Lala on the phone.
Lala's kind of busy right now.
Her man is in the building, she's not allowed to talk.
Oh, all right. He's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Last time she called her on the phone, he beat her with a bag of a rice. With a bag of rice.
Mm-hmm.
He's exaggerating. Stop lying.
I seen it. He put it upside down in the garbage can.
Yeah, right. Like, y'all need to stop.
Well,
what do y'all have against her? Like,
nah, that's my bitch.
What, she be hurting your feelings or something?
Nah, that's my bitch. She needs to give me head, though.
Wow.
She needs to just run through the family real quick. Run through the family. That's all she needs to do.
Yeah, word. Run through the family.
Real quick.
Oh, you must be talking about her family, not mine.
No, I actually be talking about our family.
See, I told you she's a slow.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, y'all need to come up with something to talk about.
Well, no, actually, I'm about to close the show out, you fucking prick. But, here's the deal. Violet, tomorrow, 8 to 10, you going to be available?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better bring some reinforcements, because we're going to have a full staff.
I ain't doing nothing.
I like to hear that.
All right. And then
make sure. What happened?
Stop stuttering and just say it. Like, damn.
First of all, somebody was kind of, your mom was over here kissing me on my neck, so I had to push her away real quick.
Yeah, right. make me get her. Like, she was going in on you. Like, you better stop.
Yeah, go get her away quick, man, before we close out. Go get her.
What? Nah, I'm not getting her. Like,
she's... Yeah!
No.
Yeah, I'm out. Right, I'm out like Frankie Lyman in his face.
Stop lying. I'm gonna be getting pissed when you say that, like...
Yo, Violet, keep your legs spread until I meet you, all right?
Yeah, all right.
I know you don't work. They'll deliver...
I know you don't work.
They'll deliver your government check to your house, so you ain't got to go nowhere.
Word. Don't change.
Yeah, this
my
is
government.
Like, don't change.
That's funny.
Don't change. Shirley, don't change.
Word. Listen to me. Don't change.
Shirley.
God. Listen. Just get the fuck off the phone already, like.
Yo, you gonna make me come over to Harlem and spank your butt with a tennis racket?
Spank your bun.
Yeah, right. Let me spank yours.
Nah,
ain't no spanking going over here.
You can spank my cock. I'm right standing down too.
Why not?
You gonna make me throw
I break your leg.
Soft apples at your face.
Soft. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
All right, look, we're about to get up out of here, so, we'll lay y'all off tomorrow, 8 to 10. Lala's going to be in the building. Maybe her man will allow her to talk. Violet will be in the building. 6-4 definitely in the building. Geek in the building.
Mm-hmm.
SD in the building. Ill E in the building.
I just say deuces and goodnight. Like, he's doing all this extra stuff.
Nah. We can't do that. The only deuces that I want to see is your two legs up in the air.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
What do you mean? Yeah, right.
Better go to that strip club and give them that money.
How about I give you the money? And then when I smash, I'll feed you with NyQuil and then rob you for all your money and get my money back.
Right.
Would that work?
Stop it. That's funny. Stop it.
Last song of the day. the way I are. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard the radio. I took the hell out of here. This is the truth. This is the truth. What you know about this? It's the truth.
Somebody don't want to hear that.
You know, I want to hear
R&B or some hip hop or something. Damn, not that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not that different thing right now.
Now, what about this? This is going out to Violet right here. And all the freaky homegirls. Which hopefully will be in the building. Angry Bastard Radio. Let's go.
Simply grinding, wow.
The guy that's simply shining. A guy like I, a G like me, not a cat like that. He's simple minded. How you gonna hit that spot when he don't even know where to begin to find it? Me, I simply find it. Tick tock like a clock, I continue winding. Just a simple man.
Whatever you want, I just a simple man.